are the second 10-yarder behind the initial guys on the kickoff, and then they just put a deep man. They're putting those three guys up there where everybody's been kicking short to them for the last 2 weeks.
Bogo is out at the 20-yard line of East Atchison. Looks like East Atchison will choose to take the 5-yard penalty. Move the ball up to the 25, I believe.
1:36 to go in the half. And here comes East Atchison over the football. They'll split the back. Spinato in there with Graves. Quarterback Blake Simmons under center. Option. Simmons keeps. Up the middle he goes. Whole host of purple jersey defenders hit him at the 39-yard line.
Cole Gillenwater makes another touchdown-saving tackle just short of midfield. 1:30 clock ticking.
14-yard pickup for East Atchison. I think they've got probably all their timeouts left with 1:20 to go here. In the half, the ball is on the left hash mark. The Wolves going right to left as we look at it here toward the north end zone tonight. Split two right, one man to the left, a drag pattern coming across from either side. They throw it to Spinato. He is not able to get away from anybody this time. Nice tackle of Mount City, gain of about 7.
Yeah, nice little tackle there by Eli Caton, able to stop his momentum, stop him short of the first down, set up a second and 2 from the 33-yard line of Mount City.
Spinato is not only quick and fast, and yes, there is a difference. He's also strong for not being very big. One back comes out of the backfield. Quarterback looks. He hits him, and it's knocked down. Good defensive play, like a volleyball block. But, gosh, thought maybe you'd try to intercept that.
Yeah, Brett Sutton able to get his full palm on it and able to swat it back. And I think in hindsight, he's thinking, man, I should have tried to catch that sucker.
Hindsight's pretty good, isn't it?
It's easy to do.
But, hey, knock it down. That's what probably the first choice. Clock stop with 33 seconds to go. The ball at the Mound City 33-yard line. Spinato right with a man in the slot. Twin receivers either side now. In the gun, Blake Simmons. He's just going to keep it, run up the right side. Oh, nice tackle. Knocking him down short of the first down.
Kane Durr scored the touchdown in the last possession there, making a real nice tackle. Right below the knees, and it'll be a timeout, East Atchison.
The Wolves called the timeout with 21 seconds ago. We'll take a timeout with them back in Mount City after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
44-6, East Atchison leading Mount City. Here's the Glensky Field in the first half. Just at the top of the hour here, you're listening to Sunny 101.3. KLZA, Falls City, Mountain City, and Tarkio tonight. All right, two receivers left side of the pattern. The ball's in the middle of the field. One receiver right. Option pitch it to Spinato. First down and more. Barreling through and breaking tackles, and he's going to go to the end zone. That will be a touchdown run of 33 yards for Jared Spinato.
That was an excellent run. He was able to break a couple tackles and weave in between a couple Mountain City would-be tacklers and just really showed his speed there to create some distance and was able to stroll into touchdown untouched.
It is now 50-6. East Atchison with a late score count with 11 seconds to go in the first half. Five plays to go 55 yards there. Two-point try coming. Spinato going to take the snap. No, excuse me, that is Simmons. 5, not 3, and they throw to the end zone. Now Spinato's got it. Catches a two-point pass, and it's now 52-6. East Atchison will take another break. We'll be back with a kickoff on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. East Atchison able to put some more points on the board. Jared Spinato with a 33-yard touchdown run with 11 seconds left in the second quarter after a five-play, 55-yard drive. Spinato caught the two-point conversion. East Atchison up 52-6 over Mound City.
And the kickoff into the end zone again for Spinato, and Mound City will have 11 seconds to work it from their own 15-yard line here. And then it's decision time. What we do for the second half here, we'll have a running clock at minimum, and we'll see what coaches decide to do if the game continues or not. Split back set on first and 10, and the handoff goes straight ahead. Nowhere to go, maybe a half a yard gain on the play that time for the ball carrier, Brad Sutton. And that will bring us to the halftime break here. Our score is 52-6, East Atchison with the lead. We'll take a two-minute break and be back and find out what's going on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny
101.3. Halftime in Mound City, 52-6. East Atchison with the lead. I guess we're going to play on. We'll see. They could shorten quarters. They've done that. We'll have a running clock in the second half, whatever the situation. Highland Community College is close to home. It's far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. They bring us the halftime wrap-up, and Lucas Fresh has got a look at all the scoring in the first half tonight.
Yeah, East Atchison scoring a lot here. Jared Spinato with four touchdowns on the night so far, and it started out in the first quarter with 11-12 left after a 54-yard run. Jared Spinato scores the touchdown, also makes a two-point conversion to go up 8-0 with 9:08 left in the first. After a 14-yard run, Jared Spinato scrambles for the touchdown. After a one-play 14-yard drive, DeRozier was in for the two-point conversion, 16-0. East Atchison would score again to go up 22-0 on a fumble recovery by Braden Graves from the 15-yard line. That was 7-13 left to go in the first quarter. With 22 seconds left in the first quarter, Braden Spinato with a two-yard run after a four-play 22-yard drive. Braden Graves converts the two-point conversion to go up 30-0. With 8:04 left to go in the second quarter, a 27-yard run by Blake Simmons after a three-play 39-yard drive. The two-point conversion was no good. East Atchison up 36-0. East Atchison would score the next touchdown to go up 44-0. A Blake Simmons to Braden Graves 19-yard pass with 2:45 left to go in the second quarter after a three-play 38-yard drive. And Mound City would get on the board with 1:36 left to go in the second quarter, a 54-yard run by Kane Durr after a three-play 54-yard drive. The two-point conversion no good. 44-6 East Atchison. And right before the first half here with 11 seconds left, Jared Spinato with his fourth touchdown of the night, a 33-yard run after a five-play 55-yard drive. Spinato converts a two-point conversion, and East Atchison is up on Mound City 52-6 at halftime.
Our halftime scoring wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from debt, you learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Mound City Band is out here playing away at halftime. The teams are huddled up with their coaches talking over second-half strategies. It's 52-6, East Atchison with the lead. Right now, we'll take a break here from our sponsors. We'll check in with the weather forecast to find out how nice it's going to be this weekend. Here from some more of our sponsors. We'll be back with more halftime show and second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup. You're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Streit provides orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Streit at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 45 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 77 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 45. Sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 76. 78 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Seglensky Field in Mound City, it is halftime. We're at 52-6. Mound City trailing East Atchison here in that first half. The numbers included Terrence Bonato, 7 carries, 147 yards, and 4 touchdowns on the ground for East Atchison. Lucas had himself a pretty good first half.
Yeah, he's a good football player out there. I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but like you said, he's quick. He's got speed, and he'll pack a punch, engaging the hits. East Atchison's got a heck of a football team there. It'd be fun to kind of watch them see how they fare in these Missouri A-Man playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be district play before very long. This is week number 6. We got 3 regular season games left here, and then district play will begin after that. Every 8-man team in Missouri goes into district play and see how far they can get and gain more 8-man teams each year, it seems, here in Missouri. A long time, we only had somewhere between 28 and 30 or 32 teams. Now I think they're getting a few more each year. They're spreading out a little bit. So
yeah, you know, over in Nebraska, I think this is the first year where there's now more 8-man and 6-man teams than there are 11-man teams.
A lot of teams going to 6-man, and you can just see why, and especially in Nebraska, where some of the schools are so spread out, there's just not enough kids. And I've done a couple 6-man games down last year. It's kind of a fun game to watch.
I've never seen one in person. I know there's a bunch of different rules, but yeah, I'd like to go over there. I know Pawnee City's got one going on, Sterling's got one going on, but I don't know. They have a 6-man over here?
No, not that I'm aware of. I'll have to look. Pawnee City played this afternoon in a 6-7 game in the arena at Parkview Christian. I haven't seen a score on that yet. It's interesting for Missouri fans who are tuned in tonight. Again, you know, all of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. In a 6-man game, if you kick a field goal, it is 4 points. If you kick an extra point, it's 2 points. If you go for it and run a play and you're successful, it's 1 point. And it's 1st and 15. It's an interesting game, and everybody's eligible to catch a pass, including the center. And the first guy you snap it to can't pass the line of scrimmage. He has to get it to somebody else.
It reminds me, it's a little similar to some of the intramural flag football rules that we had in college. But, just a totally different game. You know, 8-man and 11-man really do mesh together with the rules of the game, but 6-man is quite different.
Yeah, it really is. Here tonight, East Atchison, well, they've got a leg up on the Panthers. They've had a really good program, Bill. Last few years, Coach Barron has been very successful and just keeps churning out good teams despite graduating some excellent, excellent players the last few years. That's what you want. That's how you build a program and just keep it going. But, of course, you've got to keep the classes rolling. You've got to have good numbers in each class. And this doesn't always work. Mount City has been one of the most successful 8-man programs in the state of Missouri history. Right now, they've got young kids and they're going to have to build back up again. But that's the way it cycles.
That's just the way it goes. A couple of scoring updates from the Fall City team. Sagerhart Irish up 36-8 in the second quarter over Humble Tiburok Stinger. At halftime at Joe Brown Stadium, the Fall City Tigers are down to Nebraska City 29-0.
They've still got a couple minutes on the clock in the warm-up period, so we're going to take another two-minute break and be back here on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here at Seglinski Field of Mount City. Some other scores on the Nebraska side today and tonight. Six-man football. All these are six-man football games. Parkview, we're just talking about defeat at Pawnee City. 43-16, the final there. Parkview with the win. While Pawnee City is still playing without their quarterback, they had a concussion a couple weeks ago and has missed the last couple of games. So Pawnee playing without their quarterback again today against Parkview. It was Sterling with a win. They beat Dorchester 24-18 this afternoon. And the other game that's a final in Nebraska six-man football already, Meridian defeated Lewiston today 56-52, the final there.
Another update here, Auburn up 21-14 over Lincoln Christian at halftime. Raymond Central up 19-14 over Syracuse. And Lord Central Catholic up 36-0 over Diller Odell at half.
Interesting in that one. Diller Odell coming off a nice win last week over HTRS. So here it's 52-6. They're coming out for the warm-up. We're going to take one more break. We'll take a 90-second break. This time back with the kickoff of the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
This school year, keep your children healthy by helping them get the sleep they need. Smartphones have several negative effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens. Bright lights and activity lead to less sleep, poor sleep cycles, poor grades, and worse health. To help with a good night's sleep, make sure they avoid bright lights and encourage them to read a book or magazine before going to sleep. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
All right, we're about ready to get the second half kicked off here at Seglinski Field tonight. It will be a running clock with the lead of 35 or more at halftime or beyond. And we will see what else goes here as Mound City trailing. They will get the ball to start the second half. East Hatchton won the toss tonight, said, we want the ball. And when they got the ball, they went right down the field and scored in that first half, first quarter. See, I can throw my regular chart away. Mound City is getting other kids, somebody taking snaps down here. It's not the normal regular quarterback, so I have a feeling we'll see quite a bit of that here in the second half.
Yeah, there was a little discussion at midfield at the end of the first half. I think they were probably game plan. Obviously, you had talked about deciding if they wanted to continue in the second half. You also mentioned that they could lessen the time on the clock. Right now there's 12 minutes on the clock, and maybe they've decided to play a couple more of their JV players.
Looks like we're going to go with full quarters. Dropping back deep to receive the kickoff will be Brad Sutton. Looking around here, I don't see Nick Ivey, who got dinged up pretty good for Mount City that first. I saw him walk off the field when Mount City scored their touchdown earlier. He looked like he was tracking pretty good. Here's the kickoff, and it's going to come down at the 5-yard line. 10, 15, 20. Sutton hit, and he pushed back to around the 19-yard line, where it will be Mount City football. First down and 10. Here to start the third quarter.
The junior Weston Klosick in for the tackle there for East Atchison, as Mound City will start at their own, looks like, 18 or 19-yard line.
All right, let's see here. I think quarterback is going to be Creighton Roop, freshman. Creighton is listed at 5'7", 110 pounds. I don't see a lot of different numbers on the defense for East Atchison, Lucas.
Well, I don't see Charlie Litherberry.
Okay.
And I don't see Spinato.
All right, here to toss out to the right side, carrying the football was Quentin Livingood, a junior. Quentin didn't find anywhere to go. Lost five.
Weston Klosick in on the tackle there, playing left end for East Atchison. Line up a second and about 15 to go for Mound City.
So Mound City, in that first half, they had that big run. They had 98 yards and running the ball. Come back over the football here. The quarterback will be under center. Again, that's Creighton Roop. Split back set. And the running backs, they don't have anywhere to go. There's defensive linemen back in there as soon as they get the ball. And carrying the football again was Kane Dern. Kane, when he looked up, and all he saw was a white jersey.
Weston Klosick made his third consecutive tackle.
Started out at the 19. They're back to the 11 now, so a loss of 3 on that play. And it's third and 18. We'll try to catch some of those numbers, Luke, as we can for Mound City. And I believe the center might be Dalton Jones at 58. Turn, quarterback, hand it off, straight forward. And the running back will gain just short yardage on the play. And again, up in there was Durr again, I believe.
Gage Knapp is in for the offensive line. Calvin Knowles also participating for Mount City. We mentioned Creighton Roop.
All right, punting situation now for Mouncey. Standing back at his own 1 yard line is the punter. And the punt is away. It's a pretty good punt. Hits at midfield and goes right by everybody and rolls inside the 30 and out of bounds. They're going to say it's out of bounds at the Wolves' 31 or 2 yard line.
Eli Caton, the closest Mound City defender. Lining up on the defensive side, Calvin Knowles. Looks like he'll be at nose guard.
Clock is winding. It's at 8:43 right now.
Matt Rieger at the left end position. Quinn Livingood playing a D-back here on the near side. Ernie Peters at the far side corner.
Well, this looks like the first unit offense, other than Spinato. In or under center, the quarterback Simmons. He'll take the snap. He'll hand the ball back to Braden Graves. Graves, no, number 10. That was River Dow. The sophomore punches his way forward for 5 yards.
Gage Knapp in for the tackle for Mound City. August Meadows in at a linebacker position.
Second and 5. Clock's already down to 7:45 to go here in quarter number 3. And East Atchison breaks huddle, walks up to the line of scrimmage. Not in any big hurry. Under center is the quarterback. Simmons with 2-back split. Option. Gives the first man. Oh, my goodness. Dragging defenders with him is the back. That's number 8, Gavin Irvin. Irvine, freshman, and he just drugged 2 Panthers for 3 yards.
Nice job by Mount City's Kane Durr to make first contact. Was able to hold on to the wrap-up, but not able to take him down, and he was. He was dragged for about 2 or 3 extra yards there. Lines up a 3rd and 2 from the 38, their own 38.
All right, here come the Wolves over the football. Quarterback under center. And back, hand the ball off, and going straight forward to the football. Again, River Dow, and Dow will be short of the first down by about a yard.
Nice tackle by Kane Durr, flying in from the, I think he's playing at the linebacker position. Holds him short for no gain. Should line up a 4th and 2 here. Again, just outside the 38-yard line. 6:20 left to go in the third quarter.
Simmons is just a sophomore quarterback. He's a starter, but I don't know where you go after him for a quarterback if you're East Atchison. You stick somebody in there. Line up a wingman on the left side on 4th and 1. Toss sweep to the left side. Carrying the ball is Irvin. And Irvin gets the corner. Oh, I hope we don't have a horse collar there. Tackle's made inside the Mount City 30 at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good tackle there. It looks like Kane Durr was in on the tackle. I saw what you saw. It looked like he just had a fistful of jersey. He was on the backside around the collar. It looks like just had a fistful of jersey and not the shoulder pad, so was able to avoid the whole horse collar penalty.
15-yard pickup makes it 1st and 10. 5.5 to go on the third. Mount City's at whoop, 1 too many defenders.
Wesley Bryant subbing in for Mount City here.
All right, here we go. Wingman to the right this time. Toss it to the right side. Here comes Gary Irvin. Gavin Irvin around the corner. The ball is all loose. There's a flag down. Well, what all have we got here?
Nice job by Quentin Livingood. Able to turn that play inside, which eventually caused the fumble. And I believe that Mound City has recovered. It will be their ball pending the penalty.
I believe it was Rigger got on top of the football while they're talking this over.
Looks like they're talking to Coach Vandervert here. Will be a penalty against East Atchison. Would imagine that Mount City will decline.
Game is about 7. Holding East Atchison. Mount City will say, no, thank you. And take the football at the 20-yard line, basically.
Mount City's turn here. try to put some more points on the board.
I'm going to spot of the 17, call it the 18-yard line of Mound City. Okay. 4:12 to play here in the period. The clock will continue running. I think it probably should have been stopped there during that exchange. But I'm not complaining. Straight ahead, running football with it that time, I believe. Let's see who gets off the bottom of that pile.
Living good.
A 20?
22.
All right. Quentin Living good. All right. Quentin got in there. Could see a two, but couldn't tell what the other one was. Quentin will pick up four and bring up second and six now for the Panthers.
And his jersey was kind of bunched up there as he got up from the pile.
Ball on your side, left hash mark for the Panthers, trailing 52-6. Quarterback calling the snap count. Long count. And running around the right side is Roop. Roop tripped. Ball is flying through the air. I think it ended up out of bounds as Roop got hit. It'll bring up third down and a couple.
Yeah, pretty good little misdirection, almost like a fake sweep left to the near side here. And Roop was able to bootleg, quarterback bootleg around the far side around the right, and able to get a nice little gain there of
about five.
5 yards to set up a third and two-ish.
See if they can get this first down knocked out here as the clock continues to wind here at 2:45 of this third period. And we got a timeout call by Mound City. We got some personnel wrong people there. A timeout Mound City. We'll take another 30-second break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
2:44 left here in period number three. Mound City trailing East Atchison here tonight. Third down and a yard to go here. We've got a running clock situation in the second half with the lead of 35 or more for East Atchison. Now we're ready to go. Panthers over the football. Third and a yard. Roop back. Hands the ball off and trying to run the left side. Corralled, then pulling forward for some yardage there was Kane Durr, and he got the first down.
Blake Simmons for East Atchison, holding contain on the near side, was able to turn him upfield. He would have dived forward for the first down.
So now the ball spotted out of the 27-yard line, 28-yard line. Mound City on their own side of midfield here. Near left hash mark, call the play count. Ready to go, toss it back to the right side, running out of there with it, is Living Good. Tries to turn the corner, got hit right at the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure he quite made it back to the line that time.
East Atchison's Gabe Harms was the first one in the backfield, unable to make the tackle.
Lose about a half a yard on the play, call it second down and 11 now for the Mound City Panthers. Panthers coming over the ball again. Quarterback under center with two backs, split in the backfield. Running the ball to the left side, coming around the corner, turning upfield, Kane Durr. Kane got away from a couple of guys that are just too much pursued by East Atchison. He'll be down right about the line of scrimmage again.
Yeah, the freshman Tate Johnson for East Atchison able to pursue from his right defensive tackle position. Able to shed the block and get down the line of scrimmage and make the tackle. 1 minute left in the third quarter, 52-6. East Atchison over Mound City.
Ernie Peters into the ball game to tie it in now for Mound City. Third down and 11. And, oh, what happened there? Flag down. saw a running back go down on one knee, and then the referee threw a flag over on the far side. Did he jump? Getting ready to mark off five against East Atchison, though.
Lined up in the neutral zone there. And unlike the NFL, high school is going to call that dead and just mark off the 5 yards.
So now it's third down and six.
Short 5 yards.
Yeah, real short. All right, here we go. Split him in the back again. And the handoff straight ahead and breaking tackles and moving down the field for a first down and more. On the race to the end zone and all the way inside the 15-yard line goes the running back for Mound City, Ernie Peters.
Touchdown-saving tackle by Blake Simmons was able to pursue all the way down to, it looks like, the 12 or 13-yard line.
That'll be from the 33 all the way down there, and that ends our third quarter, 52-6. East Atchison leading. We'll take a one-minute break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
12 minutes up on the clock. Mound City with the ball. First down and 10 at the East Atchison 14-yard line here. Quarterback calling the count. Turn and the fullback takes the ball over the left side here. And getting up the bottom of the pile for Mound City, carrying the ball that time, Quentin Livingood again. Quentin will be forward for 2 yards.
Mound City's in business here. They've been able to drive the ball here with the second-team offense. Of course, going against the East Atchison second-team defense. And looking for their second touchdown of the night.
Second down and 8. If this running clock situation, I mean, the game goes in a hurry. Right hash mark. Durr on the right side, and quarterback going to keep it. Rip around the corner, 10-5, leans, and no. Short.
Yeah, there's going to be a holding call here. It's rightfully so. I saw it
there.
Too.
Okay.
I thought maybe they'd let that one go, but it was, yep.
That's too bad. That was all the way down to the 1 yard line, or inside the 1 yard line by the quarterback there. Good job by Creighton Roop. So that will back the ball out. It's occurred at the 13 yard line. That was 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It was going to go back out to the 23. And the Mount St. Panthers get a first down at about the 3.5, so it's about second and 20.
Second 20, looks like East Atchison staying with the same second team D that they have there.
One deep man, 4 down linemen, and 3 linebackers for the Wolves. Roop calls the count, said, that work, I'm going to try it again. And East Atchison said, you might try that again. We're going to overplay at that side. And it didn't work so well that time, a loss of about 3.
Yeah, good pursuit by East Atchison there. They're not going to be fooled. It doesn't look like Mound City's really prepared to pass the ball in this situation. They're probably going to stick to the ground game. But now on 3rd and 20, you know, it's score, touchdown, or bust probably. And you're looking to put points on the board here, progress with your second-team offense, and might have to look to the air here on 3rd and 20.
Well, Panthers coming over the football. Leading them up there. both tight ends on the right side this time. That's the short side of the field. And the handoff goes around the left side to Durr. Durr breaks one tackle, then gets gang tackled about the 19-yard line. And there, oh, that's that football flying. There's a flag flying. The ball boy threw a football up in the air. It's a gain on the play of about, well, I had to get 20. Now it's fourth down and about 15. So I got about five on the play.
Yeah, those East Atchison ball boys over there just having a little fun. Water boys are off duty. I'm sure that the first team East Atchison football players aren't being too demanding of the water there. Just getting some rest.
Probably not.
The youngsters just trying to have a little fun over there, it looks like, enjoying themselves.
It's getting cool in here in the press box.
It's getting a little chilly.
Split back set, fourth down and 15 for the Panthers. They're going to try a pass. Brayton Ruby and Shays pump. They got a block to save him. Now they catch him from behind, and they'll drag him down back to the 25-yard line.
Nice job by Rube to try to extend the play, but there were just too many East Atchison Wolves that were coming after him. Gabe Harms, I believe, is going to get credited with the sack there and be a turnover on downs with 8:15 left to go in the game. 52-6, East Atchison up on Mountain City here at Seglinski Field in Mountain
City. Look up and all you can find are white jerseys. And they're all quite a bit bigger than you are. Go help.
There's a distinct advantage there.
Somebody get open down there. All right, here we go. First and 10 for the Wolves. Quarterback watching that play clock run down. Snap it. That's still Graves in there at the, or rather, Simmons at full at quarterback. He'll toss the ball, run on the left side to the near side. Once again, is Gavin Irvin. He'll pick up 2 yards on the play.
Nice tackle by Kane Durr. Good closing speed. Able to limit the gain of just 2 yards on the play.
Second down, 8. Panthers. They're running 3 down linemen. And the rest of the guys are back kind of in a linebacker spot, but at least 3 more to a defensive back depth. Now they move up a little bit, a step in there. Back split for East Atchison at the 7-minute mark. Hand ball straight forward. Running the ball forward, River Dow, and Dow will be across the 30. He'll have a pickup of around 5. It'll bring up 3rd down and 3 or 4.
A couple Mountain City guys in on the tackle there. Looks like Living Good was in on the tackle.
Call it 3rd and 3. 20 seconds. They break the huddle. Looking at the play clock. Letting it wind down under 10. Simmons will step under the center, and he'll snap it with 3 on the clock. Oh, nice. Oh, nice play by Mountain City. And the running back is going to be very close to the first down. They hit River Dow in the backfield, and they hit him high and slipped off, and he was able to slip forward and pick up 2 of the 3 they needed.
I think you're going to be stopped just short here, 4th and 1, under 6 minutes to go in the game. And 4th and 1 for East Atchison here as the clock ticks. Play comes in.
How many Panthers have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, now we've got 8. Have a good second. I thought we had 9 or 10 Panthers out there on the field. So East Atchison going to line up and go for it. Be on a quarterback sneak. Maybe not with my starter. Turn, hand the ball off, and Dow will try the left side. And he goes out of bounds. But he gets the first down, and he'll be out. He got needed 1, he got 2.
Yeah, I thought maybe they would go for a quarterback sneak, but it was a
But you don't, in this game at this point, you don't do that with your starting quarterback, probably.
Yeah, that's probably true. No reason to risk the injury.
But watching the Andy Reid school of 4th and 1s.
That's exactly what came to mind. I think Andy Reid learned his lesson when Mahomes' first year starting. Or second year, maybe it was.
Don't let him run the ball short anymore. All right, here come the Wolves over the football. Offset line to the right where there's a wingman over there. And the Dow again, he cuts back against the grain, and nice play defensively by Mound City to drag him down after a gain of a yard.
Yeah, nice tackle by August Meadows, the 130-pound sophomore there. Makes the tackle for Mound City. Looks like he's lined up at the right end position.
Play coming in from the sideline now. Lincoln Murray, a junior, brings the play in. Oh, no, he comes in, for Gavin Urban, the quarterback over there getting the play call again was Blake Simmons. So the running back now is Lincoln Murray. Lone setback on second and nine. He'll take the ball to the right side. He got a turn around the corner. He's got a first down. He got the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Did he get in there? No. Out of bounds. Inside the five at the 2 yard line.
That's only maybe the second long play. The second team defenses have been able to hold up pretty nicely there. That's the first time that Mound City's second team D has let one slip by them.
41 yard run with 3:20 to go in quarter number four. Comes East Action over the football again. Again, lone setback, Lincoln Murray. They'll give him the ball straight ahead, and a nice job. The submarine line, nowhere for Murray to go on that play. He'll lose two on the play.
Kane Durr flying in and making the tackle there in the backfield. That's what you're looking for when it's first and goal.
So Murray comes out of the ball game. We'll get a new back in there for East Atchison here on second and goal from the 4 yard line. Have to catch who is in there now. Let's see. Turn this way, young fella. He's got one of them short jerseys, Lucas. It's tucked down his pants almost.
Gavin Irvine?
Might be. That's what I'm thinking. Irvine again. Irvine. Tossing the ball, he'll run the left side. He's got a chance. He puts his head down, and in he goes, standing up for the touchdown at the 2:15, 2:16 mark of quarter number four. So Gavin Irvine, the freshman, with the touchdown run for East Atchison, makes it 58-6. That was a long drive from 55 yards out. Took them 8 plays to get there, but that's not bad. If you're a coach, you like to see them long, sustained drives, especially in a situation like this. Hand the ball off, run the right side in for the 2-point conversion is River Dow, and it's now 60-6. East Atchison with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston, Fall City, with 2:16 left to go in the game. It's a 4 yard run by the freshman Gavin Urban after an 8 play, 55 yard drive. River Dow was into the 2-point conversion. 60-6, East Atchison up over Mound City.
Mound City's short a player. They only got 7 out there on the kickoff. But it doesn't make any difference. The ball goes sailing by everybody into the end zone anyway. Somebody came off, was getting an arm, probably got scratched, was bleeding. They were taking care of that and sent her short a guy on the kick return. So into the end zone, it will be Mound City football, 1st and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Down 60-6. This is just about what East Atchison was averaging. They were averaging, going into the Rockport game last week, 60 points a game and giving up 6 points a game. The Rockport game, those averages changed a little bit, but this is about where they've been all year. Split back set for the Panthers. And the handoff right up the middle it goes. And again, not much running room for Quentin Livingood. Maybe a couple.
I believe the freshman Bo Peregrine in on the tackle for East Atchison. Under 2 minutes now.
Nebraska City leading Fall City High at the end of 3-29-0 over Jig Brown Stadium tonight in Fall City. And here come the Panthers on 2nd and 8. Just a minute, we had a wishbone. Had three backs in the backfield. Toss the ball back, running, trying to turn the corners, get dirt. And dirt will be forward for a yard, maybe two, around that left corner for Mound City. Bring up 3rd down and 6. We'll give him 2 on the play. Husker football over on sister station KTNC tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 pregame, 6:30 kickoff. Chiefs football Sunday night on Sunny 101.3. That one kicks off at around 7:20 on the Sunday night game.
Any chance we'll see the wishbone tomorrow? Probably not.
I don't know. No, if you find the right game, you will. Split the backs, turn, and the quarterback running up the right side of the field is Roop. And Roop moves forward, and he'll be across the 20 and out to the 23-yard line. We'll bring up 4th down and 3.
Yeah, it looks like there's a 4-second difference from the play clock to the game clock, so there will need to be another snap here. Probably can just run a play because the clock will continue to run anyhow.
Here we come over the football to Mound City. 4th down and 3. Have the ball at their own 23-yard line. They need to get out to the 25 or so. Toss it back, and the running back goes straight ahead. That's Livingood. Livingood will be knocked down short, and that will end the ball game. Your final score tonight, East Atchison 60 and Mound City 6. We'll be back and wrap it up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
The Highland Community College postgame wrap-up here from Zaglinski Field in Mound City, where East Atchison has beaten Mound City 60-6. Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. At halftime, it was 52-6 East Atchison. We had one scoring play in the second half with 2:16 left to go in the game. Gabe Urban had a 4-yard run after an 8-play, 55-yard drive. River Dow was in for the 2-point conversion, and that ended the scoring 60-6 East Atchison. Spinato, the spectacular quarterback for East Atchison, had 4 touchdowns. And Mr. Simmons had 2 touchdowns for East Atchison.
Good effort by East Atchison. They're a good ball club. They're undefeated. They're 6-0. They defeat Mound City 60-6. The Panthers fall to 1-5 on the year. We'll have Mound City football coming up again a little bit later on this season here. The last game of the regular season, Rockport coming to town. We'll have that one for you on the air here on Sunny 101.3. Again, 60-6, the final here. As we said, Sunday night, Chiefs football Sunday night on KT on Sunny 101.3. Got everybody mixed up here. Next week on Sunny, It will be homecoming for Fall City Sacred Heart as they host the Johnson Brock Eagles. That's coming up next Friday night on Sunny 101.3. So for Lucas Preschel from Siglinski Field, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.
Good night.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.